Today, we're joined by Melanie Trimble, Regional Director of the NYCLU Capital Region Office. She's here to talk about what's been happening in Saratoga Springs with the arrests of activists. I think the total number we're up to is 10 arrests stemming from this July protest. Melanie Trimble, of course, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Can you talk about this idea that there are activists turning themselves in for a protest back in July? What's happening from your point of view at the NYCLU in terms of activism, protests, and free speech in Saratoga Springs?
Well, we're the NYCLU, of course, is seriously concerned about the overhanded and very aggressive police maneuver that happens 2 months or 2 to 3 months after an incident occurred. It seems very staged to us, and a situation in which the police are clearly trying to discourage free speech and to frighten people from expressing themselves in Saratoga. And this is a city that's vibrant and has a lot going on. And it's of really extreme concern to us that the police department has decided to inhibit people from expressing themselves and make themselves into more or less a racist organization in enforcing only protest laws against Black Lives Matter. The earlier comments by the assistant chief of police, Catone, his threats of arrest and claiming that if you're not with us, you're against us, is very concerning. And for him to actually follow through with arrests to intimidate people goes that much further to express the fact that the police department is going to come down very hard on people who disagree with them. And that's not what America is all about. The police should not be trying to silence people. They should be listening and responding to the community. And it's very disappointing that the police department continues to pit itself against a particular group rather than negotiating and, you know, trying to understand the issues that are involved here and mediate the situation rather than escalate it.
Thanks, Melanie. And actually, can you just tell us about the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution regarding this idea of being able to demonstrate or peacefully assemble? What does that say?
Well, yes, you are allowed to peacefully assemble in public space and make your point known without any governmental interference. As a matter of fact, in most cases, we ask for assistance, free speech, and people who like to rally prefer that the police are on their side, protecting them from any kind of escalation. And as opposed to that, the Saratoga Police Department has decided that instead of assisting people who wish to get their voices heard out in the public, they've decided to inhibit that speech and actually in a lot of cases become antagonistic. And instead of de-escalating situations, to escalate them to the extent that people could get hurt, people could be interfered with in their daily lives because the police department has decided that they'd rather fight against people who disagree with them rather than listening and understanding and reacting in a way that would be helpful to the situation.
Now, we're talking about a day, July 14th. So July 14th, there was a protest and action in Saratoga Springs. And police say that marchers were blocking Broadway near Congress Park that day. So How come we're seeing all these arrests now in September? And what type of charges are we seeing people get? And have you seen this type of thing before here in the capital region where months later warrants are out for people's arrests?
No, we have not seen this in the capital region. And normally when people are obstructing traffic, which does happen because people who are protesting want to escalate their situation to get on the news or have people wake up and pay attention. And at those moments, usually the police do step in and make some arrests to remove people from obstructing the traffic or interfering with the flow of sidewalk traffic. That's what normally happens. This time, the police allowed the protesters to obstruct traffic for a certain limited period of time. And then they asked that the protesters move back into the park, which they started to do. And then the police escalated the situation and it became rather contentious between people. But still, I think only two arrests were made that day. And then the police put it on hold. These warrants for the arrests were all made without notifying the people that were subjects of the warrants. They have since done so, but the warrants weren't issued until about 3 days before the arrests were made in front of the city council, which gives us a great concern about how strategic the department is being in making sure that the arrests were public, that they were embarrassing, that they were aggressive, and one in which other people that participated in the Black Lives Matter protests and other people that are sympathetic to the Black Lives Matter are really worried about coming out on the street and making their voices heard because they're intimidated by the police department. And those are things that we really are very concerned about here at the NYCLU. The police should always be helpful rather than antagonistic. Certainly, they need to protect the public, but these arrests did nothing to protect the public. Instead, they're making the public more afraid of the police. And that, in the long run, is going to prove detrimental to the police department because they will find that people in their community are not going to cooperate in any kind of investigation, are not going to be calling them when things are occurring because they feel like the police will overstep their boundaries and disrespect the public. I think they've already shown that they certainly disrespect Black Lives Matter and the individuals involved in that, in the way that they issued the warrants and then made the arrests in such a public and obnoxious way.
And the arrests are disorderly conduct, which is a violation, and another additional unlawful imprisonment charge, which is a misdemeanor. Yes. And so, mm-hmm.
And we'll find out, as these cases get adjudicated, how strong the evidence is that really, we question the quality of all of the arrests because we, looked at some of the footage and some of the facts and certainly, some of the charges may stand, but we are withholding any judgment against that. Our criticism is not for if people were breaking the law and the cases need to be dealt with. The problem is the way the police has staged the whole situation. First of all, to wait so long to issue the warrants, to make the initial arrests in front of the city hall in a gathering that was peaceful and people had intended to go into city council meeting, and the police were very disruptive and very public in the way that they did this, which only publicly reflects to us that the police department is aggressive and racist, basically.
Now, each of these 10 people so far, maybe more, need representation for when they go to trial, like a lawyer. The NYCLU is not directly representing the people that have been arrested in Saratoga Springs, but how is the NYCLU acting as a resource, as a voice here in this situation?
Yeah, well, first of all, we wanted to make sure that everyone is represented, either through the public defender's office or through private attorneys. And we have been successful in that. And if there are any other outstanding warrants that we're not aware of, we hope that people will contact us if they need legal assistance, because we will certainly look through our network and try and provide them with criminal attorneys that will assist them. In addition, we are talking to as many attorneys that are willing to speak with us, because we do have expertise on First Amendment enforcement and so on in dealing with police departments that have overstepped their authority. We hope that people in the future will feel comfortable in expressing themselves, knowing that there's a network out there that can protect them from over-policing. We wish, of course, that the police department would realize how far they've overstepped and how frightened their community is, because it will cause an incredible backlash as they try and solve crime's future.
And as we wrap up this interview, Melanie Trimble, is there anything I didn't ask you about Saratoga Springs that you want to make sure that we cover here today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine?
You know, we're hoping that the police department will come and sit at a table, or at least recognize that they have overstepped. Certainly, as we see these cases go to the courts, we will know better where the law stands and how well protected people can be in Saratoga as they move forward with expressing themselves.
Great. Thanks again for joining us. Melanie Trimble from the New York Civil Liberties Union here in the Capital Region. Thanks for joining us on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thanks very much.